This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR today. The East Asia Summit, a premier leaders-led forum that contributes to building an environment of strategic trust in the region, provides an opportunity for leaders of participating countries, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional importance. Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings on the margins of the summit today. He will also call on the President of Laos, PDR, Thonglin Sisoulith. Yesterday, Mr. Modi had attended an address, the 21st ASEAN-India Summit in Vientiane, hosted by Laos PDR as the current chair of ASEAN. India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolutions of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of the Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety and look forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. The average monthly income of rural households has grown by over 57% from 2016-17 to 2021-22, according to the second All India Rural Financial Inclusion Survey by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD. The average monthly income increased from 8,059 rupees in 2016-17 to 12,698 rupees in 2021-22. The average monthly expenditure of households also increased from over 6,600 rupees to over 11,200 rupees. The survey found that financial savings also rose, with average household savings increasing to over 13,200 rupees from around 9,100 rupees during the period. One of the seven junior doctors participating in a fast unto death demonstration in Kolkata against the horrific rape and murder of a fellow medic from R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital was hospitalized last night after his condition deteriorated drastically. Speaking to the media, his fellow junior doctors, who were also on hunger strike with him, reported that Aniket Mahato's health started deteriorating yesterday and became critical by the night, after which there was no other option but to get him hospitalized. Mahato, who is attached to R.G. Kaur Hospital as a junior doctor, has been admitted to the same hospital, and the doctors examining him have referred him to the intensive care unit over there. Special cell of Delhi police has seized 200 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated value of around 2,000 crore rupees in the international market. A senior official of Delhi police informed that the cocaine was seized from the Rameshnagar area of West Delhi. He said it is part of the same syndicate from which Delhi police had seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine last week. Centre has declared Hizb-ut-Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organisations as terrorist organisation under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Hizb-ut-Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalisation and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organisations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In her message, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. In the U.S., Hurricane Milton has left a trail of death and destruction in the state of Florida, with reports of more than 3 million customers without electricity. At least 10 people are reported to have been killed in the storm so far. Milton made landfall Wednesday night, local time, along the west central coast of the state as a Category 3 storm. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Cricket, West Indies defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE last night. After being asked to bat first, Bangladesh managed to post a total of 103 for 8 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.